Carbon County has the highest rate of overdose deaths from heroin and prescription drugs in Utah. But health workers and law enforcement don't always agree on how to address that problem. KUER's Eric Newman has the story of a compromise that was recently struck in the county to allow a syringe exchange there.
At his office in Salt Lake City, Patrick Rizak pulls a handful of drug prevention kits out of a big plastic tub. He runs a syringe exchange program called One Voice Recovery.
And this is a wound care kit that we use down in Carbon County. And so we have sterile waters, gauze, alcohol pads.
Rizak wears all black and has thick glasses. He looks more like a member of a rock band than a health worker. And Rizak himself is a recovering drug user. He contracted HIV from injecting drugs when he was 32. But his life is different now. Now he's clean, and he's virally suppressed from medication he takes. With One Voice Recovery, he makes house calls by car in places hit hard by drug use and opioid overdoses.
These little tin caps right here that are used to mix drugs in.
He pulls out a round metal tin the size of a contact lens case.
Could be considered paraphernalia by law enforcement standards. From a disease prevention standard, they're absolutely critical.
And this is the problem. Some people think syringe exchanges, giving out these kits, is enabling drug users by giving them everything to shoot up except the actual drugs. One was Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood.
We were concerned that it was kind of a dark, clandestine operation that wasn't following the law and wasn't very transparent.
Rizak is following the law. 2 years ago in 2016, the legislature allowed syringe exchange programs in Utah to provide IV drug users with sterile injection equipment. The goal is to prevent the spread of diseases like HIV and hepatitis C. Syringe exchanges have proven to save lives and money. Besides disease testing, Rizak and his sole coworker provide sterile injection equipment for drug users. They give out the overdose drug naloxone, and they collect used syringes. They also tell people about treatment options. Earlier this year, Rizak's focus on health suggested a compromise to Sheriff Wood, reframing this program from the stigmatized needle exchange to a public health issue.
So I believe it's a disease prevention program is a better explanation than a needle exchange. A needle exchange to me almost seems like you're just trading one problem for another, whereas, you know, a prevention program, you're helping overcome a problem.
The sheriff's support helped One Voice Recovery to come into Carbon County after they offered to leave out parts of the kit, including those small metal caps, as well as tourniquets and cotton used to filter debris out of drugs.
So from a disease prevention standpoint, is it the best? No. But from a getting down into the community and building relationships, is it the best? That's the best we can do at this time, and I'm comfortable with that.
These days, these two men are allies in the opioid fight. They're sitting at a small table in the food court on the Utah State University campus in Price.
Well, and what you're doing in your jail is amazing, too.
Oh, yeah.
Rizak is complimenting Wood on his department's drug treatment programs.
Yeah. I mean, there are not a lot of jails that will invest the money to offer Suboxone or Naltrexone to people because those are expensive.
They are.
It takes commitment.
Well, and that's one advantage we have for being so small is, you know, our jail only holds 88 folks when it's completely full. We usually average about 60.
Rizak has made other allies in the area, too. Karen Dolan is the executive director of Four Corners Community Behavioral Health. They provide substance abuse and mental health services in Carbon, Emory, and Grand counties. She says when she first heard about syringe exchanges, she was skeptical. But after learning more, she sees its benefit.
We have a really high-risk population, and if we can reduce hepatitis C and HIV, not only for the person who has, you know, addiction issues, but for the crisis workers and law enforcement and everybody, medical workers, if we can reduce disease in our communities, it's better for all of us.
In other parts of southeast Utah, syringe exchanges still aren't universally accepted. Sheriff Greg Funk in neighboring Emory County won't allow them to operate there. He considers it illegal. I asked Sheriff Wood if he had advice about syringe exchanges for counties like Grand or Emory that also have high overdose rates but few resources to deal with it.
I would just tell them to look at it from an open-minded standpoint. I don't make the laws, I enforce the laws. And like I say, there is a law that allows for this. Don't close it off just because you think you're enabling people to use. Look at it from the disease prevention angle and listen to what folks like Patrick have to say, and it does make sense.
In Rezac's first four visits to Carbon County, which started in January, he got reports of seven people being saved from overdosing because of the kits One Voice Recovery gave out. Eric Newman, KUER News.